Wednesday, 10:45. Caroline Edgar. Oh, God, my heart sinks. Just zone out, Martha. Nod along, say, occasionally, but don't get involved. She doesn't listen to a word you say anyway. Above all, don't rise to the bait.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear what? Have you seen your face? Seriously, have you seen it?
I'm sorry.
You haven't, have you? Or you'd never have left the house. Are you allergic to something?
No. Now,
I suppose it could be adult acne. Or maybe you just need to drink more water to sluice out your system. Of course, you do drink a lot of alcohol, don't you? So it could be a kind of alcoholic flush.
This idea that I drink a lot of alcohol is purely your invention, Caroline. It's not based on any sort of reality.
Well, whatever it is, and I'm sticking to my guns here because I know how tricky it can be to face up to addiction. I'd either go to a doctor or, failing that, put on a bit of makeup, for goodness sake. You're not at Greenham Common and it's not 1978. You're a professional therapist who drinks too much and can't face the truth about her demons. Now, let's talk about me.
Why don't we?
Well, on the one hand, my brand is going from strength to strength. I'm getting 4 inspirational speaking engagements a week. My blog's going great guns, and I've become an internet troll.
Sorry?
Ah, yes. I see what you did then. It's passive aggression, isn't it? You pretend you've no idea what I'm talking about in order to signal some sort of intellectual and moral superiority, like those judges who claim they don't know who the Beatles are. But what you forget, I think that rash is getting worse, incidentally, is that I've done a little bit of training myself in the world of psycho-bamboozlery when I fancied your job, you remember? Before I became so successful, I didn't need it. Although the breakfast TV slot would still fit rather nicely into my portfolio, and I know they're extremely interested in me. So, basically, one false move and you're out. Anyway, to return to my point, I know all your tricks. And, of course, everybody else's. Obviously, when I describe myself as an internet troll, that's just shorthand for something much more sophisticated. I'm not one of those trolls who can't punctuate or spell, who writes everything in caps and froths at the mouth. Although occasionally I have to go down that road to put people off the scent. Actually, half a dozen of my 32 online identities are very, very shouty and can't spell for toffee. They're a sort of stream of enraged consciousness. I think they're my favourites, really. I can let rip with all sorts of things I had no idea I actually thought. It's like unleashing your id, or whatever it's called, you know. Your dark shadow personality ends up on the outside instead of where it should be, on the inside. It's all rather freeing. You should try it sometime. And now, not only is it allowed, it's actually celebrated. Because there are an awful lot of unhinged people out there. That's one of the things I've discovered. There they all are, sitting in back bedrooms all over these islands, glued to their laptops, giving full rein to their inner tin pot dictator or witchfinder general or whatever their particular back happens to be. Do you think this is what Tim Berners-Lee actually had in mind when he invented the internet? Lots of people sitting around pretending that they're pretending to be intolerant bigots. That's quite a lot of different levels of reality going on, isn't it? Sometimes it's hard to keep up, even with yourself. Honestly, sometimes you're typing away as BritBoy85 or Is That You, Vladimir 17, and you think, where on earth do these thoughts come from? Who's writing them, me or my proxy troll? Is my proxy troll actually just a version of me? Worse, is my proxy troll the real me? And seriously, when you start down this road, you have to turn back, because it all becomes a terrible tangle, and you begin to wonder if you have some sort of multiple personality disorder. Anyway, how did we get onto this? Oh, yes, I remember. Right, no, the thing is the trolling thing. Well, its main purpose, its sole one, in fact, is to promote my brand.
Sorry, just remind me again, what is your brand?
Me. My brand is me. I actually think I've successfully identified the natural end point of capitalism, the logical conclusion, if you want. I don't need an office or a factory, I don't need employees, I don't need a product. I just need a laptop and lovely, shiny-haired, clear-skinned me. Obviously, this isn't something everyone can make a success of. I have a genetic advantage for a start, but you know what? Get over it, loser. Actually, that last comment may have been one of my trolls speaking. What I mean is, it's always going to be slightly more difficult for someone like yourself to make it in this area. Actually, looking at you, maybe it's eczema. What do you think?
Sorry?
On your forehead. It's quite angry-looking, whatever it is. So, yes, I'm promoting my brand of telling it like it is, get a grippery, which more and more people seem to appreciate, even if it's only because they'd quite like to pick a fight with me. But, you know, bring it on. That's what I say. I'm having a slight problem at the moment, in that I sometimes can't distinguish if it's me or my avatar speaking. It can get quite confusing. I mean, who's thinking these things? Me, obviously. Who else can it be? But the question is...
Who am I?
I think you need to sort that one out with your own therapist. Who am I? That's what I'm talking about, not who are you. Oh, and the other thing that's playing on my mind is that my husband, you know, he went off taking his guillotine with him, now wants a divorce and half the house. I said, what do you mean you want half the house? For ages I thought you were dead when actually you were just hiding in the garage. You came back and started building weapons of mass destruction out of Meccano in the living room.
Does he own half the house?
What do you mean, does he own half the house?
Is it in both your names?
Yes, but that's not the point, is it?
Isn't it?
Look, when I said, what on earth am I going to do, I meant it rhetorically. I'm not actually expecting you to come up with any answers.
Which does rather beg the question, doesn't it?
What question?
Why do you keep coming here month after month, year after year, if you're not looking for answers?
Oh, I gave up worrying about that ages ago. The bottom line is this, that my cleaner Erica comes on a Wednesday morning and I need to get out of the house. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, my husband. I reported him to the police for harassment. He called me 3 times last Sunday and finally I just snapped. Of course, the police were useless. They just said harassment is when someone calls 300 times a day. Which is ridiculous if you think about it. Who'd have the time for that? Certainly not someone with a full-time job or any sort of life. Actually, thinking about it, that sounds like my husband. Anyway, I was wondering whether I could just lie next time and say he's been calling me every 30 seconds for 3 years and enough's enough. Edmund thinks that might be a bad move because they'd probably check my phone and possibly my computer, on which, of course, I have 32 different identities. So I suppose we'll just have to fight it out in court. I'm throwing myself into my work to take my mind off it all. I've moved on completely from the eat clean, stay lean thing on my food blog. I got into a bit of trouble when I started trumpeting the health-giving properties of Scandinavian ice fish, which, of course, as you know, doesn't exist, even though it absolutely sounds as if it should. Anyway, my blog, which is now read by millions, well, thousands, anyway, and about to be syndicated, is still fairly Scandi. I think that's going to be around for a few more years. Why? God alone knows. But now I'm all about fat. You know, lard, lard, more lard, dripping, Iberico pork fat, whipped cod's roe butter, all blubbers of all descriptions. Olive oil is so passé.
Oh.
I know, it's hard to keep up, isn't it? Obviously, avocados are still going strong. I'm taking bets on when they'll finally bite the dust as a go-to eating sensation. Next year? Never? Anyway, apparently... all these fats that we used to think of as artery-hardening heart stoppers are actually really, really healthy. Who knew? I'm still mixing it up a bit with sea kelp and chia seeds, which are actually not fashionable any longer, but most people haven't realised, so what the hell? And blue algae, which is absolutely beyond disgusting and a very off-putting colour. I don't think food's supposed to be blue, is it? But anyway... if you eat enough of it, you'll live to be 120 or something. Obviously, you won't. But seriously, people will believe anything. Which brings me back to my trollery. When I do my inspirational talks, none of my audience knows about all my different online identities. In fact, nobody knows except you and Edmund, because he helped me create the names. What they think, and this is the clever bit, is that masses of people are talking and tweeting about me all the time. The Guardian comments section, that's my favourite actually, you can really go to town and pretty soon you'll have 500 people fighting with you or hailing you as the voice of reason, when mostly it's just me talking to myself and generating a lot of reactive traffic. You know what it feels like? It actually feels a bit like being God. I've created an entire world out of thin air, all about me, and I'm in charge.
I don't really understand how all this works, Caroline. What does it actually involve?
Goodness, you really don't understand the digital world at all, do you?
No.
Okay, here's an example. I post a below-the-line comment to a newspaper article, sometimes a bit contentious, sometimes just mentioning my own name as a beacon of wisdom in a world of shattered values, or else as a symbol of everything that's wrong with the 21st century. Honestly, I can shoehorn these things in anywhere. It's like falling off a log. Next thing you know, you've unleashed a tsunami of outraged commentary and furious tweeting, or conversely, fanatical praise from people who can't spell their own names. People scream about you on Facebook, fans retweet things one of your troll selves wrote, people accuse you of being Russian. That's usually about "Is that you, Vladimir 17? I mean, really, any self-respecting Russian would choose a better name, don't you think? Although it could be a double bluff, I suppose. Except obviously it isn't, because it's me. Gosh, I went down a bit of a wormhole there. Anyway, the thing is, it's all attention, one way or another, which means it's all monetizable. You know, more people pay to hear my talks. I get invited onto more local radio phone-ins, more breakfast TV shows. Honestly, I'll be on Strictly before you know it.
That seems to be rather in the air at the moment.
Sorry?
Nothing. Carry on.
Anyway, I hope that's given you some understanding of what my creative trollery involves. It's practically a full-time job. I may have to employ someone else to do it for me. You're not free, are you?
No, and even if I
were... That was a joke, by the way. I'm getting better at them, aren't I? But really, I would quite like someone else to take it over, because being a professional contrarian is pretty exhausting, not to say confusing at times. Especially when there are 32 of you keeping the show on the road, all with conflicting personality traits. I mean, it's quite ironic, really, if you think about it. I've got all these troll versions of me, but no central, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Core?
Yes, I suppose that could be it. No central core. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I don't know who I am. You see, the really confusing thing is that I believe everything I say or tweet or write online. Well, I believe it as I'm saying it. And I'm just making most of it up off the top of my head, and afterwards I can't remember why I said it. But where's it all coming from? That's the question, isn't it?
It certainly is, Caroline. But I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week.
That's standard practice for you, isn't it? I get to the nub of the matter and it's, oh, time to go home, Caroline.
And whose fault is that?
Well, it's not mine. And stop pointing the tissue box at me. I don't want your tissues, OK? I want Edmund to stop sneaking off to the Finchley Satanist circle. I want my husband to emigrate. I want to wake up in the morning with just one singular voice in my head, not 32 of them vying for attention.
We'll talk about this another time, Caroline.
If you're not going out anywhere, I put some calamine lotion on that rash if I were you.
I'll see you next week. Take a tissue.
I don't want a tissue, OK?
Fine. Goodbye, Caroline.
Oh, sod off.